This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. The Trump administration has instructed former White House counsel Don McGahn not to obey a subpoena to testify before Congress on Tuesday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Justice Department's issued a legal opinion that former White House counsel Don McGahn can't be compelled to testify before Congress about what he knew about the Russia investigation and what he told special counsel Robert Mueller about the president's efforts to thwart it. The opinion says McGahn would have immunity as a former presidential advisor. That prompted President Trump to direct McGahn to defy the congressional subpoena that orders him to testify or face a possible contempt of Congress charge. In 2014, the Justice Department issued a similar opinion that close presidential advisors have absolute immunity from congressional subpoenas. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Tuesday, top officials from the White House are expected to brief Congress on suspicions that Iran was behind attacks last week on two Saudi oil pumping stations and an earlier sabotage of four oil tankers. Middle East expert Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution says she believes Iran is using very small attacks to protest sanctions imposed by President Trump and the U.S. withdrawal from the nuclear deal last year.
What the Iranians are doing now is trying to up the ante to send a signal to the Trump administration that there will be a price to be paid for its policy. But they're doing it in a fairly measured way, I think, also to signal that there is some openness to a diplomatic resolution.
On Sunday, Trump tweeted, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Iran's foreign minister replied with a suggestion that Trump try respect instead of threats. This is VOA News. Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as Ukraine's new president. As expected, he immediately dissolved parliament and called for snap elections. He told lawmakers that his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years. The conflict has killed about 13,000 people. Tajikistan's Justice Ministry says three prison guards and 29 inmates have been killed in a riot that broke out in a maximum security facility 15 kilometers east of the capital, Dushanbe. It was the second deadly prison clash to occur in Tajikistan in the past 6 months. The government has issued a release of a list of 29 inmates killed in the riot. 17 are listed as members of the Islamic State extremist group. Another five are reported to be aligned with the banned Islamic Renaissance Party of Tajikistan, a major opposition group that was outlawed in 2015. But communications in Tajikistan are tightly controlled by the government, and the claims by the government cannot be independently verified. Google said Monday it's restricting China's Huawei telecommunications company from access to Google's Android operating system. Google said it's making the move in compliance with the Trump administration's blacklisting of Huawei as a national security threat. Millions of Huawei phones already in use will continue to have access to Google services such as Gmail, YouTube, and Google Maps. But last week's order would curb the future transfer of hardware, software, and services to Huawei. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers Kevin Hassett told reporters at the White House Monday that security concerns could make Huawei a less attractive choice for investors in the United States.
I'm not a security expert, but, you know, again, this is a key economic thing, too, because people are worried about whether they should fold Huawei into their 5G technologies abroad. And I think we have a pretty strong view that that's a negative step for a country because of security concerns.
In other economic news, Ford says it plans to cut 7,000 jobs, or 10% of its global workforce, as it revamps its product line. The move will amount to about 800 layoffs in North America, including about 500 this week. More U.S. consumers are opting for pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles, so Ford says it is phasing out its sedan models in the United States. And the commencement speaker from Morehouse College in Atlanta on Sunday gave a gift to each of about 400 graduating seniors. Robert Smith announced he'll pay off the student debt for the entire class at a cost of about $40 million. He told the graduating seniors to pay it forward or use their good fortune to help others. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.